Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show. We've painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure.
Make sure you're listening up for that one. We got Love Letters to Kelly coming up in 40 minutes. But we got to get to Big Al's Mexico soap opera.
Yes.
The Mexican soap opera.
The Mexican soap opera.
It started out.
Novella.
It started out as, and I won't say a joke, but it started out as just a fun thing. Like, hey, I'm going to Mexico. If anybody wants to go, just let me know. Let's hook up and have a drink or something. And because I've gone by myself several times. But the last time I went by myself, it wasn't as fun. And so I said, maybe I can find somebody else that wants to go and they don't have anybody to necessarily go with.
Now, last time you did go, it was last year when I went on my friend's trip with our married couple friends. Right. You just wanted to stay on the beach and drink. We asked you to come do all the activities.
I pretty much do the same thing all the time. It's not a big... I don't have to explore. I've been enough times. I don't need to really go out and do a whole bunch of stuff.
But you wanted randos to come with you?
Sure.
And sit on the beach with
you. Sit on the beach, go to the bar, walk around a little bit. You know, that's kind of...
Sounds fascinating.
That's pretty much what I do, Kel.
Yeah, that is what you do.
That's what I do. So I put it out there and just said, hey, if you want to pay for your own trip, this is not me paying for a trip. If you want to pay for your own trip, your own hotel, I'll pay for the airfare for it. The ground transportation for it. And let's just hang out.
Yeah.
And I really didn't think anybody would go. I thought people would say, oh, it sounds cool, but I, you know.
In your mind, were you hoping for the Mexican version of The Bachelor, where like 25 girls showed up, and then every night you cut
I mean,
one?
I guess in a perfect world, that would be nice.
Okay.
But it didn't, that wasn't a requirement. I was open for guys or girls, whoever. Just who else wants to hang out?
Yeah, you just wanted friends.
Yeah.
Of course.
So, finally, I did have a taker, a guy named Jeff. And he booked his trip, sent me a copy of the itinerary. He's getting in like 30 minutes after me. We're going to ride from the airport, you know, and all that.
Uh-huh.
And then yesterday, I reached out to a couple of people that had hit us up on the text and got some interest. And by the end of the day, last night, I have 4 other people that have booked trips.
Wow.
Amy, Jeff, Natasha, Christy, and Patrick.
Cool. Hey.
So that's like a... even guy to girl ratio right
yes,
there for
it
you guys.
Is.
Yeah. Well, Christy and Patrick are married.
Oh so, my gosh, Temptation Island.
Still even.
So it's kind of cool.
Awesome.
So, and it's not over yet.
And it's not over yet.
Still time to get in on this trip.
Plenty of time.
One name is not on that list.
Hello, I'm Alan.
So there was some interest in that.
From a show member, kind of.
Yeah.
Mr. Allen.
In fact, let's do a magic trick and make him appear. Hello, Allen.
Hello, I'm Allen.
Hey, there he is.
Hey, Allen, what's up, dog?
Hey, guys. Well, hey. Can you hear the nail guns in the background here at Evans Estate?
No, are you working?
Well, no, that's the doghouse being erected out in the backyard.
Because you sent me a text yesterday during the show and said, hey, give me some info. I would really like to go. And I'm like, wow, this would be awesome.
Yeah.
If Alan shows up and goes with.
He texted Big Al before he texted me.
Well, you text your homies to make sure it's cool.
Except for the fact that it's Kelly's week off.
Well, hold on, let me tell you.
And that would entail...
You're supposed to tell her it was a good idea.
I did tell her it was a great idea.
Let me tell you.
I was excited about it. I said, oh, my man's going to be with me. That's awesome.
Let me tell you what. Let me tell you what Al said. Alan, he said, I'm going to stay out of this one.
That's after he saw my face.
How did that conversation at home go?
We didn't actually.
Just imagine. Just imagine Kelly's face, like if I said, "Hey babe, I'm thinking about buying a slingshot," or "Hey babe, I'm thinking about getting my fourth tattoo." That's kind of the same face she made, but worse.
But the good news is, Alan, that you got the slingshot and you got the fourth tattoo. You know what I'm saying?
So pack your bag. Yeah, We're going to Mexico.
Let's go to Mexico.
I told him, I said, I'm not going to tell you to go.
You did the whole, you do what you want
I'm
to
not
do.
Telling you not to go, but you do what you think is right.
Sounds like a wide open invitation to be able to go, Alan. That's what that sounds like.
And then my response was, hey, babe, we're going on our anniversary trip. We're doing like a one-day staycation.
Yeah.
We're going on a family vacation together.
We're going up the road and spending a night. For our anniversary, which I love.
Might
we're
do that
a really nice hotel. We're spending the night for our anniversary because it's on a Sunday.
Yeah, of course.
So we're doing something. But he thinks because we're doing that, literally, he said, we're doing a fun little staycation, so why don't I go do a guy's trip?
Well, you know what, Alan? I got to give you an A for effort, dog.
Well done, man.
That's what a dude. When a dude is grabbing at straws, you grab.
I get a guy's trip.
I
get it. I said, but this is a whim.
Uh-huh.
And this is not like something like, if you want to go off hunting with the guys or fishing with the guys, that's one thing, because I have time to plan something, to do something with my girls. This is just like, I'm going to go to Mexico with a couple of single dudes.
Well, you hate the beach, though, Kelly. To get Alan's back, you do hate the beach, so that's probably why he didn't want you to come.
Alan, how am I as a beach partner?
Horrible.
Yeah,
not
true.
Kelly, he's not telling us anything we don't know.
He's been tanning all summer to get ready for this trip.
Alan, I try really hard. Alan.
No. Yeah, you do. I mean, horrible in that you don't want to be in the sun, but...
Right.
Yeah, I mean...
Well, there's no sun at the beach.
I sit under the umbrella. I slather on the... Alan.
What?
I'm a good beach partner.
Kelly.
Alan, answer again.
Al. Yes, sir.
Kelly,
Al, when I brought all this up, she goes, why do you want to go with Al? All he's going to do is sit there.
That is true.
So?
That is true, Alan.
That's what I do. And that's and what is, she just said, when you go to the beach, you sit there and slather.
But Jeff under is, the okay. You know how you have bad influence, Paul?
Uh-huh.
This is bad influence, Jeff.
I've even met
is
Jeff.
Single and ready to mingle.
So the point of a guy like Alan, a married guy, is to wingman it for Jeff. He's not going to be stealing any girls for Jeff.
I trust Alan. It's not that at all. But he does not need to be around that nonsense.
What nonsense?
There's no nonsense. There's sand. There's water. There's beach. There's
like
girls.
I said. I didn't tell him he could not go.
Okay, let me ask this question here.
So you're saying there's a chance?
This question is for Alan, because Alan, I saw yesterday on Facebook that you checked in at a hotel.
Wow.
That's a nice doghouse.
Just getting ready?
Yeah, that was too nice a doghouse. No, it wasn't that bad. It wasn't that bad.
Yeah, he was just going for a meeting. He was just messing around.
In your defense, you just got the pool, so you're beach ready. You know what I'm saying? You're spending a lot of time in the water. So what's better progression than to go from the pool to the ocean?
I would think in Kelly's defense, they just bought a new house. I thought that was the vacation.
Yeah, but it's not a beach.
It would be so nice for Kelly to have
a nice
weekend,
right?
To herself at the house.
Alan,
it's not
Alan's
a Mexican
going,
beach.
Right, to Florida?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. Yeah, so you
it was a tough sell. Hey, I know it was a tough sell, and I didn't sell it. And, you know, in retrospect, I should probably be at home with my wife on her vacation. And she can hang out with
what is that tone of voice?
That's the tone of a man.
Yes, I have to do
no,
it.
No, that's not the tone. That's the tone of a married man who realized.
Alan,
that's where I got to be.
Don't you think this
I was wrong.
Don't you think this
I
would
was
be
wrong.
Excellent
that's
content for Sandwich and some loving? I mean,
it'd be great
a few
content.
Days
yeah, we're
beach.
Recording our podcast tonight. If you ever want to join in on the fun, we record it live on my public Facebook page.
Of
so
course.
I guarantee you this will be discussed tonight.
Oh, great tease.
Yeah, and available to listen to tomorrow.
Her. Horrible.
That's but I told her. I said, I can make this a work trip. Think of the great content I'm going to collect on this trip.
Yeah.
No, uh-huh. Perfect.
That didn't go over well either.
I mean, think about you guys would have two different aspects of your vacation. You would have the one here at
sitting
home.
At home with Emma Kelly.
Yeah, and then Alan
it gives you stuff to talk about.
Yeah. Otherwise, you guys have the same story. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly.
Alan would come home with some hilarious story about Big Al.
Yes.
Running into me and my wife.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, right.
Where y'all staying again?
I keep forgetting to get you that address, bro. I'm sorry. Well, I'll get it for you, though.
Okay.
Thank you, honey.
So.
I love you.
So when will you know for sure?
Yeah, when do we know, Alan?
I would say that the chances of me going are probably about 10% right now.
Oh, so you're saying there's a
Kelly's
chance.
Kelly's shocked at that percentage.
I'm giving you 12%.
Okay. There's a small chance.
There is a surprise for you boys when we get to Florida next week. Alan ordered
you
a present.
Oh, yeah.
You got us presents?
I got you guys a present.
He wants to bond with
you
guys.
Okay.
Oh, I'll go halvesies with his ticket then, Al, if he goes to Mexico since he got us a present.
All right, cool. Yeah. So it's not a money thing now?
No. Just work on it.
No. Yeah.
All right, Alan.
All right, buddy. Well,
love you, buddy.
I look forward to possibly seeing you at the airport.
Well, you'll see him at
love
the
you
airport
too.
For Florida.
Yeah.
I mean, in Mexico.
All right. Love you. Bye.
All right. I'm going to go get in the doghouse.
Bye.
There he goes, Alan.
Horrible.
The man, the myth, the legend right there.
Funny.
Yeah, I didn't even make it home before we had that conversation.
In the car?
Oh, in the car.
You can't, it's one of those where you can't wait to call him faster.
You are not seriously thinking about going to Mexico.
And he said, yes, I am, babe.
What?
Oh, man.
What?
Every married guy has that.
What?
What?
All right, Kid Nation.
What?
It's time to hook you up with that password. Oh, if you win this money, maybe you could buy your ticket to go hang out with Big Al Mac in Mexico.
Why not?
All right, the password you need for this hour to play Beat the Bank is mattress. Mattress. Alan's going to have to buy one for the doghouse. Mattress. That means Beat the Bank is less than 10 minutes away.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
All right, Kid Nation, it's time for round one of Beat the Bank. You got that password, now you just got to call us and claim your money. Our phone number is 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
We will take caller number seven.
Lucky
caller number seven gets to play Beat the Bank, and I think I chose that number because my wife just sent me a picture of Cristiano Ronaldo on the TV.
Ah. This is number seven?
Yeah. He rocks that number seven.
Or is he seven on a scale of 1 to 10?
Nah, she thinks he's an 11, according to my wife. They're playing right now. A real cool story I saw yesterday, real quick, about the World Cup, because Senegal beat Poland.
Okay.
And Poland was supposed to destroy them, and they won. And all the fans from Senegal were having a party in the stand, and they made a big old mess. So after they got done celebrating, they stuck around and cleaned up the stadium.
Hush.
That's how nice the people from Senegal are.
Nah.
Yeah,
really?
They cleaned up the stadium after partying and having a good time.
I've never seen that before.
See? Isn't that cool? Most fans just leave and let the people from the stadium clean that up. Not Senegal people.
Very nice.
Those people are nice. Cleaned it up for them.
Very cool.
Champion status. Speaking of being a champion, how would you like to be the king of?
Yes.
The king of whatever category. We actually have a fun game right now on our Kickstarter page. We're $1,655 away from our goal.
Wow.
Yeah. Great. $1,600. We're almost there.
Man, if I just did my house, I would just, you know, spot you on that.
Yeah, right?
How many days?
8 days left.
Oh, come on.
So the King of Game is?
King of Game is this game that we've been playing on the show for a while. I mean, we would...
Fun dude.
Unintentionally, it kind of started, right?
Yeah.
When something would come up, like any given word, and we'd go around the room.
Just go around the room and say a fun thing. No, it's a bad example.
Well, for example, we'll play one right now. I'm going to pull one of the cards.
Oh, no.
And let's say, for instance, we'd be talking on the show. And I'm not going to do that.
See,
that was going to be too fun. Types of fish. That's actually, I think, one of the first ones that was ever played.
I think so.
Yeah, we used to ask our celebrity guests we'd interview how many fish they could name.
Uh-huh.
And at first they were like, what?
Oh, that's right.
And then so we would say, are we doing fishes or fish? And then we would say, yes.
All right,
and then we'd go around the room and somebody would start it off. I'll start with clownfish.
Which way are we going?
To the right.
All right, cod.
Tuna.
Salmon.
Nice. That's what I was thinking about.
There's more.
Yeah, there's plenty more.
Oh my gosh.
Like the angelfish.
Blow.
Goldfish.
Halibut.
Yes. Beta fish.
Shout out to the hood. Sword.
Silverfish.
Dragon.
Marlin.
Shark.
Oh.
Sharkfish.
Is a shark a mammal?
Sharkfish. Sharkfish.
Shark's a shark.
Shark's a fish.
I guess if it has gills, we'll count it.
If it's in the ocean, can you count a sea urchin then?
Is that a fish?
Sea urchin?
No. The judges have spoken.
Sorry,
Kelly.
Oh, that's Trey's judge.
Yep.
Yep.
Right. He's so mad about last week.
Kelly's
whatever.
Out.
Go, Jenna. Right, Jenna.
sea bass.
Oh, nice. Yeah.
Come on.
I'm just,
come on.
I'm thinking of fish, but I can't think of any fish. Ah, I couldn't think of one.
Star.
Snapper.
Gold.
I already said gold.
Oh! Jenna is the queen of fish.
Dang it.
Fish queen.
The fishiest of all the land.
I don't want to be the fishiest.
You are the fishiest?
I do eat a lot of fish.
Jenna's the queen of fish.
Maybe I purposely lost.
Well done, queen of fish. If you see Jenna out and about today, say congratulations on your fishiness.
Queen. Yeah, you're the queen of fish.
Yeah. Congratulations.
She'll put fish on the back of her car.
Beat the bang. Beat the bang. It's not too late. Step in the vault. If you don't win, it's not my fault. Beat the bang. Beat the bang.
Yeah, it's not ass follow.
Not mine.
It's up to you.
It's up to you.
Oh, and if you want to help out with the Kickstarter, go to KidNation.com. We got a link there so you can get yourself some King of playing cards. Get you all set up. But let's meet our contestant. And if you didn't get in this hour, don't worry, Kid Nation. We got one coming your way in an hour.
Okay.
We'll play again in an hour. So there's still a chance. Hi, Karina.
Hello.
How are you doing?
Good. Oh, my God.
Welcome to the show. You are caller number 7, which means you have a shot to play Beat the Bank. What are you up to right now?
I am going to work. I'm about to pull over now.
Yeah, do a little pullover action. Make sure we got some good service so we don't lose you. What do you do for work?
Okay. I work at my parents' business, Wakefield Trees. So if you're looking for a tree for your house, go to my parents' business.
There you go.
Oh, y'all tree dealers.
You say Wakefield?
Yes.
I want to get the plug right.
Yeah.
Wakefield?
Get what?
Never mind. Okay.
Wakefield?
I was trying to get the name of the business right.
Oh, the name of the business is Nelly's Tree Company.
Nelly's.
Wakefield.
Oh. Okay. Nelly's Tree Company.
Do you guys have palm trees?
Yes, we do have palm trees.
My wife is really interested in palm trees.
A lot of that.
I know. It's so much.
Hey, well, we'll give you a discount.
Oh, are we going to do King of Trees right now?
You're a great spokesperson.
Let her play to win some
money. King of Trees with Karina.
Yes, we're doing King of Trees.
Hold on.
Dog.
I guarantee you Karina would beat us with
Mimosa.
King of Trees. All right, Kelly?
Oh.
Jenna?
Evergreen?
I already said palm. Karina?
What'd you say?
I said palm.
Karina, you're up.
Okay, I don't know. I'm blank right now.
Oh, no! She's out already!
But you still get to play for somebody.
Yeah. It's hard when you get put on the spot.
We'll just say the whole show is the King of Trees.
Yes.
Yes, we are.
We beat the expert.
Yeah. We feel good about that. Jenna, congratulations. You're now a fish tree. King of the fish and tree.
Mm.
All right, Karina.
My mama caught a fish out of a tree one time.
We've heard that story.
Oh, yeah, because it got flung up there. All right, Karina, let's step up to the vault.
Hello. Please enter your password.
Mattress.
Password accepted.
Congratulations, Karina. You have gained entry into the bank vault. Now it's you and the banker. He's going to give you dollar amounts that increase the longer you stay in there. Your only job is to yell stop when he's gone as high as you think he's going to go. Now, if he says $1,000, which is the maximum, you still need to yell stop. Because if you don't yell stop during your turn and it closes on you, you get nothing. And we don't want that.
Okay.
All right.
All right.
Karina, let's win some money. Let's do it. Let's play Beat the Bank.
$120, $190, $240, $280, $370, $420, $490, $490, $530.
Stop.
Oh, there we go. $530.
$530 for you, Karina. What are you going to do with that money?
I am about to have a baby on Monday, so I will use it for newborn pictures.
Yay!
Are you having a boy or girl? Do you know?
I'm having my second girl.
Congratulations. Oh, double girl. Are you guys going to try it for the boy?
I don't know yet.
Yeah. Better get through this one,
Jason. Yeah, right?
Are you going to name it after a tree?
Do what?
You know, name her after a tree?
No, but I'm actually naming her after my mom, which is Nelly's Tree Company.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's sweet.
Make sure your daughter picks up that company one day, you know what I mean?
Yeah, right?
Hey, we got to fit in, right?
Pass it down to another Nelly. Why not? Well, congratulations.
Yeah.
Just for fun, let's see how high it would have gone.
Great job.
I'm judging you for bailing too soon.
Yeah, come on now. Well played.
Great job, girl.
You might have not been the queen of trees, but you were the queen of Beat the Bank this hour. Congratulations. Hold on for us, and thank you for listening. And you take care of that baby when you have that baby. Now, here's the thing, Kid Nation. We got another password coming up for you in about 40 minutes. That password you got, mattress, forget about that password. We'll have a brand new one. It's no longer mattress. Thank you.
What? What just happened?
Al and I are communicating by sign.
By sign?
Yeah. I just saw Al shaking his head violently. No.
There was a plan for something.
What's going
on? And sometimes you switch that plan, Kelly. Sometimes the host has no clue because he might have not heard correctly. It's all good. Because we got love letters to Kelly coming up.
No.
I hate awkward moments on the show.
That's so funny.
All right. Kelly, you ready to be the love expert?
Am I? Right. Al, is it all right?
Yes,
it is.
Yeah, okay, we got a yes on that.
Yes,
right.
I am.
Love letters to Kelly is next.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
We do have our love expert in the house. Mm-hmm. It is Wednesday, which means one thing. It's time.
Love letters.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
I have been dating a man for almost 2 years, but he refuses to officially make me his girlfriend.
Ooh.
We are both in our mid-30s, so it's not the end of the world. But it does hurt my feelings, especially after this length of time. He allows everyone to assume we have those titles, parents, friends, etc., while making sure that I know we don't. Mm. We are in a loving, monogamous relationship. He hasn't dated anyone since we started going out, and he's made it clear that he's committed to me for the long haul. Should it bother me that he refuses to slap a title on our relationship? I'm worried maybe he's not as into me as he lets on, Elizabeth.
It sounds like he is into you, but you just really are craving this label. So you're either, if the label's that important to you, then you need to leave him and go find someone who's really willing to say you're his girlfriend, but he's going through all the motions that you're his girlfriend. He's treating you like his girlfriend. If you don't get past the label thing, you're going to end up destroying the good thing, right?
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, it's important. I would want a label on it, too. I would be kind of concerned about it. But if you just keep obsessing on it, it's going to drive a wedge between you.
Doesn't it make you feel like he's leaving it open for him to go hook up with other girls, basically?
He makes it clear that he's committed for the long haul. If his actions, other than just this label thing, show that to be true, you have to keep enjoying it for what it is. It's like she doesn't want the wife label. She just wants the girlfriend label. That'd be different. If you're pushing towards marriage and he's totally against it. But if you're going through all the motions without the label and he lets everybody say it, he just doesn't use the term girlfriend. Maybe he just thinks it's kind of weird in your 30s to referral. To say it's my boyfriend and girlfriend is kind of juvenile. But what's the alternative? My lover, which I...
My lover.
This is my
lover.
My partner implies what? Okay. My life companion. Yeah. I don't know what you...
I would love for someone to call me their lover.
Yeah. It's just like what... Titles are kind of weird sometimes.
This is my lover.
But you're together and that's just his hang up. So, you know...
Next time I have a girlfriend, I'm calling my lover.
Oh,
this is my lover.
Every person I've ever heard call their significant other their lover, they own a hot tub.
So, I mean, you got to decide if that's worth putting your relationship in jeopardy, because if you keep hammering on it, it's going to become your obsession, and then it's going to ruin things.
Yeah.
Love letters. Love letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
I'm a 28-year-old female that has a 27-year-old boyfriend.
I know.
We've been together since last October, and things are mostly great aside from the normal dating hiccups. However, he tends to blurt out a lot that other women on TV are beautiful. It makes me a little insecure, but I try to get over it. The real reason it bothers me is because the women look absolutely nothing like me. I'm a pale, blonde-haired, blue-eyed, white girl, and most of these girls he comments on are African-American. The other day, he blurted out that his dream girl was Beyonce. She looks absolutely nothing like me. Why am I not his dream girl? And even though I'm... And even if I'm not, why does this dream girl look like the opposite of me? Am I overreacting, being insecure? Am I psycho? Should I be worried that he's settled with me?
No, he's not settled with you. He's not. Don't be psycho about it. But, you know, it's... You should hear what my husband has to put up with every time Jason Derulo comes on TV. If somebody looks like, that guy looks like Jason Derulo. I just like to have this thing about Jason Derulo. Yeah, I'm not going to leave my husband if Jason Derulo suddenly comes to his senses and realizes he could have had Kelly Raspberry. But, I mean, you know... I just don't...
It is funny when a guy says his dream or his type opposite. Is the opposite of you.
Yeah.
That means you got something that woman doesn't have, though, you know?
Right. I just, you know, it's silly. It depends, I guess, on the level of how much he goes on and on and on.
She says a lot, all caps.
Yeah. Gosh. I mean, have you told him it bothers you? He's like, seriously, honey? Why don't you just try to say, if you find all these women attractive, why are you with me? And see what he says. It might be... because I love you. It might be something really, give him a chance to be romantic. He might just be being just silly.
And I find things like this are so relative to how he makes you feel.
Yes.
Like if he tells you how hot you are all the time, he can get away doing that.
Right.
But if he never compliments you and then talks about all these hot celebrities, that's bothersome.
Just don't let him go to the black club.
I was with somebody. Yeah, right.
So apparently he's got a thing.
I was with somebody one time who was obsessed with Shania Twain.
Uh-huh.
I knew this person was into me, but this, so it ended up causing me to despise Shania Twain.
Yeah.
Because I was silly and immature at the time. And now I've come to my senses a little bit. I'm like, Shania Twain's not that bad.
Yeah.
But it's like, that was his obsession. And I had to like, we'd have fights about it. It's so silly. Because,
so funny.
You know? It's just silliness.
He likes Beyonce.
I like the black ones.
Yes, he does.
I like the black ones.
Love letters. Love letters to Kelly.
Here, Kelly, you're the love expert.
I am.
I'm in a small group of 30-something friends. Friend A is moving to a different country for a few years, so we decided to do a girl's day out before she leaves. Friend B agreed to go, but decided to back out last minute because a restaurant we were going to doesn't allow t-shirts or shorts, and that's a wardrobe.
That's Big Al.
Right?
Big Al would say, I'm not going because they don't let you wear hats.
Soulmate.
That's so Al.
I don't get why clubs don't let you wear hats, too, Al.
I don't get you on there.
Anyway, back to Liz. She also made the excuse that it was too hot. We tried to tell her that she could change and this would be the last time we could all be together, but we ended up spending the day without that friend,
Oh, well.
B. This isn't the first time that she's done things like this. She's committed to hangouts before and then backed out, making excuses, but then complains that she never sees us. At weddings, we're all in. She was the token complainer. At weddings that we are all in, she was the token complainer about how she's the single one, even threatening to leave. It didn't matter that other bridal members were single. She refuses to do anything to change her status.
No.
Here's the question.
Yeah, what's the question?
Cut that friend.
We have been friends for a long time. I'm the type that will try to fix things, but what she did to friend A was wrong. We're wondering if we have outgrown her. Is it time for a friend breakup? Liz.
Yeah, people evolve, people change. If you stay the exact same, if you are all still stuck in high school and you're in your 30s, I mean, come on. People do change and people grow.
You do.
That doesn't mean you can't check in with your old friends every once in time in a while. And everybody has that friend in the group that you ask them to do something, they always say no.
Yeah.
You can limit your interaction. This is what I would do. I would still extend the invitation. You know she's not coming. You know she's going to complain about it. But just start limiting your interaction. You don't have to respond to every text. You don't have to take the phone calls. You can let them go to voicemail. There are ways you can control your interaction. But do friends grow apart? Absolutely, 100%. Mm-hmm. I am not still friends with the same group of friends I had 2 years ago. Right. They change. They evolve. Check in every once in a while.
Life happens.
You're not obligated to be friends with the same people.
No.
No.
This person's bringing you down.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Way too much.
And I mean, why are you putting so much energy into it?
Yeah.
Just start limiting your interaction.
Yeah. You try, you invite, she doesn't show up. Oh, well.
Boom.
There you go.
Now I'm gang up. This sounds like you're writing on behalf of your girl group. Should we break up with her?
The clique.
Well, yeah. It's a group.
It's a crew.
Decision.
Yep.
Is it?
Yeah.
When you girls are all going to gang up and kick somebody out.
When you kick somebody out of the friend group, you have to make
so
all boats have to come in.
That is high school mentality. That's ridiculous.
Well, you
just start limiting your interaction.
Right.
If you want to have the very mature conversation, which is very uncomfortable, and say, look, you're miserable with us. You're miserable without us. We're just going to end our friendship. Okay, that's a really tough conversation to have. Well, you just phase somebody out.
But you need to vote. Hey, are we going
to
invite Samantha?
That is so silly.
Are we inviting Samantha this time? Everybody has to say yes or no, and they have to agree upon it.
No, poor Samantha.
You just
Samantha.
Start planning different group things with not every, you know, you just phase somebody out. It's easy.
Speaking from experience.
Done it.
You just don't talk to
anybody. Love letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
This one's a little heavier.
Oh.
My wife and I have separated. I've been separated since April. It's by far the worst thing I've ever gone through. We've been together 8 years this year, married 5. We have a wonderful 5-year-old little boy. To be honest, it's all my fault. I messed up 3 years ago and cheated.
Oh.
We worked out our differences and moved on from it and never mentioned it again. Recently, though, I haven't been myself. I've been depressed and feel stuck. I wasn't happy in my work life or with things going on in my personal life. So I reached out of our marriage and began to talk to another woman. It was strictly platonic. I know I should have turned to my wife or my friends, but I didn't. I'm so ashamed, embarrassed, and guilty. I love my wife. I miss her. And I want nothing more than to come home. I don't go a day without thinking of her or crying. I started to see a therapist to work on myself and hopefully piece back together my relationship. But she tells me she needs time and space to heal she's hurt. Ooh. If I don't give her space and time, then she says I'll push her away. If I give her too much space, then she could be gone forever. Yep. I'm lost. She is seeing someone new, and she tells me she doesn't see a future with him. Ooh. But when I try to say I have to let her go and move on, she tells me she's not ready to give up on us. Wow. I don't know what to do.
So confused.
Do I just move on and let her be happy with this other guy, or stay on course and continue to give her time and space and hope she comes around?
Give her time and space. Be a good dad to your son. That's all you can really do at this point. You screwed up. She gave you a second chance, and you burned her again. Now she's licking her wounds and, you know, but she still loves you and she feels like a fool taking you back that easy. So you just got to keep being, live your life, be a good guy. I would not run out and start dating other women.
No.
That's so funny. They're like, so you're going to forgive me now? Okay, right. Or not?
Right. You got to give her the space she needs, and it is the risk you're going to take because you screwed up. And sometimes there are sometimes people get away with screwing up.
Yeah.
And they get forgiven and it's all okay. But sometimes you screw up and there's just no, you got to suffer the consequences.
You did it!
There's no going back.
You did it!
So,
you did it!
Live your life. If you want to give her some time and space, don't you start dating anybody else.
Nope. Yeah.
You got to just let her get that out of her system and realize, you know what I had with him was better than this guy or whatever.
At least she's showing you hope.
Yeah.
Right.
A little bit.
Right. Just be a good dad. Be a good separated husband.
Mm-hmm. Better.
Well, you back off a little bit, you might get it.
You got to back off.
Because you did it, man.
Yeah,
but you're risking her finding love with someone else. And yeah. I'm sorry.
But you did it.
But you did it.
That was you.
So that's my suggestion. Don't be pursuing her. Gosh, the more you pursue her right now, start showing up on her doorstep with roses and stuff, you're going to look pathetic to her.
So don't look pathetic.
And it's going to make her be. But it's going to put her in a power position.
Yeah.
Right? And that could backfire. So just be a normal nice guy.
Check in once in a while.
Yeah.
Only when it has just when you call about the son. Mm-hmm. They said a boy, right?
What about sending her flowers just here and there, just once?
No.
Because I'm really sorry.
On her birthday or something, you make sure the little boy goes out and gives her
a nice
something. Note from the son.
Yeah.
And you say something like, "I do hope you have a wonderful day, and I hope you're doing well." That kind of stuff. But don't be all that mushy stuff right now. Give her space.
Drop some water on that card so it looks like you were crying while writing it.
Spray your cologne on it a little bit.
Yeah, just so she remembers your smell.
You know what? She forgave you. And you screwed it up again.
Yeah, buddy.
Yeah, we're not smart.
Should have gone to the therapy before you stepped outside of the marriage.
That's right.
Okay, you step outside of the marriage the second time and then you go to therapy?
No,
that's
sir.
A little backwards.
No, sir. If you want to write a love letter to Kelly, go to kidnation.com. We do them on Mondays and Wednesdays. Solid advice right there from Kelly and from the text. Why does the lame friend's name have to be Samantha, JC? Because I feel like Karens have been dragged under the bus way too much, so I changed it up just a bit. I'm sorry. I'm sorry if your name's Samantha. No harm done.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
All right, we told you we had some more money to give away with Beat the Bank. This is your second shot because we play twice today, and if you don't get in today, it's okay. It'll be back tomorrow. Don't you worry, but definitely try right now, especially if you remember that password. Our phone number is 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
We'll take caller number 11 to play Beat the Bank. Remember, you need that password to gain access into the vault, so if you get it wrong, we'll move on to the next person. Couple text messages here from Kid Nation members. This goes back to love letters to Kelly real quick, because there was a girl who said that her boyfriend said Beyonce is her dream. It's his dream woman.
Right.
Well, Kelly, guess what?
What?
From the text. My husband's celebrity obsession used to be Kelly Raspberry.
Used to be.
For the longest, I wouldn't listen to the show out of jealousy.
What'd I do wrong?
I got over it in the end, and he did stop saying how hot Kelly was.
Oh, that's so sweet.
You were his Beyonce, Kelly.
That's so sweet. I just want to know what I did to turn him off.
I think it was just him getting in trouble with the wife.
Maybe he kind of...
He had to stop.
Do it. Yeah, he did it more when it made her upset.
He's secretly obsessing.
Oh, yeah. Definitely still lust for you.
Yes.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Jenna, well,
thank you. That made my morning.
Jenna, this one's for you from Rebecca.
Okay.
please tell us about if Jenna has heard back from her date for Friday. Uh-oh. I'm emotionally invested in Jenna and Big Al's love life, and I need to know what's going on. Thanks.
And look at Al keep disappointing her, but at least you have Jenna.
I'll defer to Jenna. Jenna's always got some good stuff.
So, Jenna's stressed.
Yesterday you didn't hear back.
Well, because I told you guys, I'm being ridiculous, but I'm like, I really am excited about this guy I've been talking to.
Yeah.
And I'm going to Austin so we can hang out. And then I talked about it on the radio and I haven't heard from him. I'm like, there's no way he listens. There's no way. He doesn't live here.
Right.
I mean, he doesn't live anywhere where the show's on.
Any mutual friends?
No.
So no friends would hit him up and go like, oh, she's talking about you. Nothing.
And I also was like, well, even if I did a little bit, I didn't say anything too personal.
No, you said you were excited about it. You did call him the one, though.
Yeah. I was kidding.
Yeah.
Kind of.
Maybe.
So I didn't, and we don't talk necessarily every day, but a lot more lately.
Did you shoot something out yesterday?
Did you send
a text? Okay.
No, because here I am thinking, ruined it. So then a day went by.
Okay.
And then all day yesterday went by. And I'm like, dang it. I mean, to the point that I was like kind of losing sleep over it. I'm like, oh man, I've ruined it. Of course I've ruined it. So I'm sitting in the screen of Jurassic World, Forgotten Kingdom, blah, 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 whatever it is. an hour in. And you cannot have your phones out. But I've been looking at my phone a lot, like, gosh, is he going to message me? Is he going to message me? What am I, you know, and I'm telling Justin, who's sitting next to me. I was like, I haven't heard from him. And then I get a text.
Oh,
and I want to look at it. But then the security guy.
They monitor.
I mean, all they're doing is standing there looking at the crowd. They direct you to turn your phone off. And I don't turn mine off. But I'm not on it. But I look down and I see a message from him. I'm like, I have to read it.
Yeah, you're waiting for DeWan to hit you back.
So I look down and it says, hey, we need to talk about Friday.
Talk?
Well, that could be good or bad, depending, you know, if he's can take that with like,
no.
I don't know, Kelly.
No.
That's like, did I say something? Have I ruined it? Or, yeah, we need to talk about Friday.
No, nothing good. Nothing
you need
good.
To talk is bad.
It could be good.
Nothing good
right?
comes after.
It could be good.
I mean, it could be. If you're trying to be positive, it could be, but.
So I look and I put my phone down. Then I whisper to Justin, I'm like, I can't wait.
No, you can't.
Did your stomach just go into a huge knot?
Oh, yeah. Oh. I'm thinking he's going to make an excuse and bail because he heard what a psycho I am about calling him the one on the radio. Yeah. And so I'm looking and the security guy's looking at me and so I'm like, brightness down. And I'm like, so I write back, oh, no.
That's not a positive response.
Well, you said we need to talk.
I said, oh, no, what's up? And I put my phone down. Oh, and now I'm just sitting there. I can't even focus on the movie. And then I get a message. A security guy's looking at me. And I look back down and he says, just how much fun we're going to have. I enjoyed that.
Okay, good.
So then I got my shopping bag. I don't even know if Kelly saw me. Justin was in the bathroom. I couldn't even handle it anymore because he started texting me. And so we're an hour and 10 minutes into Jurassic World. I get my shopping bag. I'd been shopping before the movie. I have to traipse through all the crowds of people and I left the movie.
You were so excited to talk to this guy on text.
Yes.
That you left a movie
Shame me.
I was so excited.
I left New York City and didn't meet the cast of Saturday Night Live because I wanted to go home and see a boy. I'm not going to judge you at all.
Yeah, that's true. Kelly,
I was distracted. I wanted to text with him on
my
phone.
Mind was somewhere else,
yeah,
so.
And I was really tired because I hadn't slept the night before. And frankly, I hadn't seen any dinosaur action. An hour and 10 in. So I'm like, bye. Aww. So I left.
And you guys texted all night?
Yes. So we're good.
Okay.
So I'm excited.
That's
so
good.
Back on.
Okay.
Back in the game.
I wish we had a microphone in Jenna's house so we could hear the giggling going on while she texts.
Is it going to be
hilarious
if he comes to Florida with the family?
Oh, my God. He's got to come just for the heck of a good story.
This could be another Ariana Pete situation on our hands.
I'll be the Pete. I'll be the Pete to your Ariana all day.
Oh, I want that to happen.
Pete the Bang. Pete the Bang. Jenna found the one.
No.
Hope they have fun.
Hey.
Did she ruin it? Nah, he's the one.
He's still the one.
You'll know he listened to the show if when you get in the car, when you guys meet up for the date, if he's playing DJ Khaled's I'm the One.
No.
I
feel
one.
Like he'd be the type of person to be like, really? Really, Jenna? Really?
I'm the one. Yeah. All right, let's meet our contestant. Hello, Christina.
Hi.
Welcome to the show. Congratulations on being caller number 11.
I know, I'm so excited. I have not been on the show. I've tried so many times to get on.
Oh, see?
Well,
today's
that's awesome. Yeah.
Yeah, you're the one today.
Yay!
Yay! What are you up to right now?
I am driving to work.
What do you do?
I am a dental assistant for Tyler Oral and Facial Surgery.
Nice. Wow. Shout out, Tyler.
Shout out, Tyler.
So, shout out, Oral and Dental Surgery.
You're gonna be staring at a lot of mouths today.
Yeah.
Can you guys smell breath through those masks you wear?
Sometimes, yes.
Wow. Wow.
It's really bad. Yeah.
Yeah, that means your breath be kicking if they can smell through that. Okay.
Melt that mask.
Yeah, I've always wondered that, you know? Want to go in there with that fresh breath when you go to the dentist. And now you definitely have to, now that we know that it does go through that mask.
Right.
All right, Christina, let's step up to the vault.
Hello. Please enter your password.
Membership.
Password accepted.
There it is.
There you go. Way to go.
Congratulations. You gained access to the bank vault. Here's Jenna to tell you how we play.
All right. So you are going to hop in there, and the banker's going to start yelling out steadily increasing amounts. We don't know how high he's going to go. He's been surprising us sometimes. So you just have to say stop when you think he's gone as high as he will go. If you don't say stop and it shuts, you get nothing. But you're still good. I mean, you're the same as you are right now. So let's not be negative.
Yeah, well, life's still good. It just can get a little bit better.
Even if he says 1,000, you still have to say stop. So good luck.
All right.
Thank you.
All right, Christina, let's do it. Let's play Beat the Bank.
$200. Oh. $260. $380. $390. $460. $500. $580. $610.
$610. Kelly was feeling you on that one. So.
Yeah, I get nervous.
$610. What are you going to do with that money, Christina?
I am getting married next year, so that'll help with some of the wedding stuff.
Yeah. Look there at you. Congratulations. What's your fiance's name?
Thank you. Chad.
Hey, Chad. Yeah.
Was it a quick engagement or a long engagement?
Well, next year they're getting married.
It's a long engagement.
That's a year.
It'll be long.
Well, I don't know how long they've been engaged prior to now.
We got engaged in February.
There you go.
So long.
I would be. If you can, bring it out.
I'm the opposite thing.
Kelly says get it over with.
I think it's too stressful to stretch it out. Yeah. You do you, honey. You're engaged.
You'll be thinking about that. Yeah. Write it out.
Thank you.
As long as you're happy, that's all that matters, Christina. And hopefully you're a lot happier now with $610. Just for fun, though, let's see how high it would have gone.
$650. $700. $740.
Oh.
Oh.
$780.
Oh. All right. All right. Okay, not bad. You got most of that money right there,
not
Christina.
Bad.
Yeah.
Oh, well played. Hold on for us. We'll get you all set up with your money. Deal?
Deal. Thank you.
Uh-huh. Congrats.
And good luck with the wedding planning. There she goes. Christina getting married to Chad next year. We had a baby that was going to be born. Karina won earlier, $530. She's got a baby coming up soon.
People just out there living life.
For living life. Living life, Al. That's what we're doing right here. How about we do a little Whatever Wednesday, though, Kid Nation?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we pushed it back a little bit because we wanted to talk about Al's trip to Mexico earlier and seeing if Alan was going to actually join him. That's still up for debate.
He might.
Oh, yeah. That 10% chance.
If you missed that. Our phone number is 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
And basically, you can ask us any question you may have about the show. You can bring up any story you've seen in the news that we haven't talked about.
Uh-huh.
See how we feel about that. And I do have something for you for Whatever Wednesday. What do you do when a service dog walks up to you and there's no owner around?
Take him home?
No, Jenna, that is exactly what you do not do. I'll tell you what you're supposed to do next.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Congratulations to Christina. She just won $610 with Beat the Bank. Don't forget, it'll be back tomorrow, 7:10 and 8:10 Central is when we hook you up with those passwords so you can play. But right now, it's whatever. We're going to do Whatever Wednesday. You Yeah, you can have whatever you like, Kid Nation. Our phone number is 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
And you can talk about whatever you want. Any questions you have about the show? Any news stories you want to talk about that we may have not talked about yet?
Whatever.
Or maybe you missed out on it. But I did tell you that I saw this PSA on Twitter about those service dogs. What happens if you ever see a service dog walk up to you and he's alone?
And there's no owner around.
Yeah, you would think,
come here, good boy.
Exactly. I just struck gold. I found a service dog and he's alone, so I could take him home, right? Wrong.
Well, yeah, maybe he's alerting you.
Exactly, Jenna. Aww. So this is the title of this post is Service Dog PSA. And it said, so today I tripped, fell flat on my face. It was awful, but ultimately harmless. My service dog, however, is trained to go get an adult if I ever have a seizure. And he assumed that this was a seizure. We are actually training him to do more than care for me, but we didn't learn that I had epilepsy until a year after we got him. I went after him after I had dusted off my jeans and my ego, and I found him trying to get the attention of a very annoyed woman. She was swatting him away and telling him to go away. So I feel that I need to make this heads up. If a service dog without a person approaches you, it means the person is down and in need of help.
Huh.
Don't get scared. Don't get annoyed. Follow the dog. If it had been an emergency situation, I could have vomited and choked. I could have hit my head. I could have had so many things happen to me.
Yeah.
We're going to update his training so if the first person doesn't cooperate, he moves on. But seriously, guys, if what's his face could understand that Lassie wanted him to go to the well, you can figure out that a dog in a vest proclaiming in a service dog wants you to follow him.
Wow. But Lassie.
But honestly, I had no idea. Now you know.
It makes sense.
They're going to come get an adult.
Well, if you see him with a vest, you assume this is a service dog and where's your owner?
Yeah. Exactly.
You would think you would logically go look.
But as this girl says, clearly the woman that he was trying to get the attention from was swatting him away saying, get out of here, doggy.
Oh, well,
nobody got time.
Well, I'm glad you read that PSA, so now we know.
I hadn't heard. I didn't know what you're supposed to do. Like Jenna said when she said, take him home.
Yeah.
That would be my... I'd be like,
dog.
I got a free puppy.
Oh, cool.
We were talking about emails earlier and how many we have saved. Al and I are in the, like, 40,000 almost.
40 grand. 40,
I forgot what I got. What am I at?
I think you were 30-something.
Yeah, I'm in, like, 39,000.
About
30,000. We had somebody that had over 160,000. For whatever Wednesday, I'm an IT admin here. Please, please, please do not do that with your emails. I've had to fix so many emails that got completely wiped after having too many. Hmm. So I guess, I could end up harming your email.
What's too many?
Yeah, I don't know what too many is. You got to let us know.
I need
Am I getting to the too many?
Need more info.
Yeah. Scott's on the phone right now.
What's up, Scott?
Scott, how you doing, buddy?
Not too bad.
Scott!
So what do you want to talk about for whatever Wednesday?
Hey, I was just wondering if you guys heard about that lady that was walking a dog that was eaten by an alligator.
Crazy. Yeah.
Wait, what happened?
She was walking her... Yeah, that's pretty much the story. She was walking her dog.
She was walking her two dogs. They were like little... I forget what kind of dogs they were, but the alligator came up out of the water and dropped her in the water and killed her.
Yeah.
Oh.
What did you want to say about
that?
It was sad for the family, but I guess the DNR came in, got the alligator, and killed the alligator.
Yeah, you gotta take that alligator out there if he's attacking humans.
I think they found one of her body parts.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my.
Yeah.
So he just fucked out and got her?
They found the arm inside the mouth.
What?
And her husband had warned her, don't go down there, and she did anyway.
Yeah, it's fake.
I mean, you see alligators, and they're usually just chilling.
The dogs are okay?
Oh, yeah.
So it was only the woman that...
Maybe the alligator was going for the dog and she was trying to protect the dog. That could have been
that could have been it, yeah.
Because you would think they would go after...
That's what I was thinking.
She might have gotten in between
them.
That's
why the arm was there, maybe.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
And they say they're actually a little bit quicker than we give them credit.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So...
So we're going to avoid alligators when we're in Florida.
Yes,
yeah, we're fine.
A lesson to be learned.
Unless we go to like the farm or something.
Like Scott said, her husband had actually said, please don't go down there, like you guys said.
Yeah.
Man, that is scary. Thanks, Scott. Yeah, I hadn't heard that story.
Sad.
Hi, Carrie.
Hey.
Welcome to the show and whatever Wednesday. What do you want to talk about?
Okay, so I was talking to my friend the other day about our favorite bit through the years that you guys have done. And one of mine was love letters to Kelly, obviously, because I'm usually like, no, that's terrible advice, or yes, that's awesome advice. But my other favorite bit, and I have a question for you, is when it was when Kid would pretend to be Kenzie and call the show and act like Kenzie and like gripe at you, complain at you. What was the name of that bit?
California. Kenzie.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was just called Kenzie.
The theme song was, yeah.
Yeah. The theme song is the from the OC, but yeah, the bit.
It didn't have a name. It was just Kenzie calls it.
Yeah, Kenzie's calling. That's all it was.
I missed when Kenzie was panel.
What was it?
I said, I missed when you guys would do that bit. I would die laughing.
Yeah.
Send her that CD. We have a whole CD stuff.
Yeah, if you hold on, I'll send you one of them. I'll send you our best of on it.
Thank you. Awesome.
Deal, Carrie?
I like it a lot.
I like it a lot. That's actually my real wife. Yeah, a lot of people expected my wife to sound exactly how Kid sounded when we did the voice, and they were shocked that she didn't sound like a robot. Sounds like a regular woman.
Yeah, he played it up just a tad.
Just a little bit.
Somebody actually asked me that the other day. Did Kenzie ever get annoyed by the Kenzie bits? And I said at first when it was me and Kid writing the bits and I had a little bit of control over where we could take it, it was fine. It was those days where Kid would go rogue and I'd come in and I'd see that we were doing a Kenzie skit. And I was like, well, I didn't write one though. And those were the times where
he
would take some shots with the writing, and sometimes those would hurt feelings.
Yeah.
Anything for the laugh, JC.
Exactly. And my wife got that. She's actually, Kelly and I were talking about that this morning, that we're married to two people that are extremely cool with the radio
spouses.
Thing.
Yeah. Yes.
From the text, now I'm seeing this popping up a lot. Is the rapper XXXTentacion dead or not? Sources are saying he was shot and killed in Florida yesterday, but haven't heard in the radio or news. We actually talked about it yesterday, and yeah, he was confirmed by the police department to be the deceased person in that they're saying robbery gone wrong. And man, I was reading an article about how he treated his girlfriend. Because we listen to the music, you don't really get to know what they're all about. I just hear the music and I think it's good.
Yeah, and we heard about him doing charity events for suicide prevention and things like that, which are very good things. But then you realize,
man, it's like,
he
whoa.
Was an abuser. And it was just...
It was bad. And yeah, it's all detailed in there. And I think that's why a lot of people, especially on TV, are not reporting it. Because they're just not wanting to give him the...
Yeah, give him the love.
The love, because they're saying he actually got famous because he was arrested for domestic violence, and that's what catapulted him to the fame he got.
Yeah.
That's why you have to make sure you're a good person at all times, because you never know when your last day is, and that is going to be your legacy. And he didn't have enough time to fix it.
True that.
Mitch.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
What up, man?
Welcome to Whatever Wednesday, sir.
Hey, I want to run something by you and just get y'all's opinion of something that happened to me yesterday.
Okay.
All right. So imagine this. You've been going to your local convenience store market for years.
Uh-huh.
You call in and get your biscuits and gravy in the morning time on Sunday, see your kids, your wife. You go get your gas for your truck, your lawnmower, your little yards on the side.
Yeah.
So now, the guy that runs the store, he had to go to Chattanooga to run another store, so he put this new cat in to run it. Mm-hmm. So I go in and get my drink. Been going there for years now. So I go over and fill my jug up with some ice and some water because it's hot. It's 95 degrees.
Right, it's too hot.
Well, yeah, it's hot. So then I come out. As I start to go, I go up to the counter. I tell the guy, hey, ice and water. Been getting it for 3 years. 3 years, free, okay? So now this guy, the new guy, jumps out. He said, oh, hey, hold on. $1. Gotta have a dollar.
He charged you for the free ice?
Man, that's what I'm talking about. So then it kind of hits me the wrong way.
Yeah.
Did it not hit you the wrong way just a little bit?
Yeah.
I'm with you on that. You can't be giving me free ice for 3 years.
Didn't know.
And then switch up the employee.
The guy didn't know.
Well, you got to tell the new employee.
The new guy's looking at the profit margins, and he's like, we could get some money here.
Yeah, we need to call a new guy and let him know that that our boy Mitch has been getting free ice.
For years,
for a long time, at my local convenient market forever. So that's not the bad part.
Oh, that's not the bad part?
So then, I go in without my wallet, without any money, my wife's in the truck. So then I come out the door, she opens the truck door up. I said, I need a dollar.
Yeah.
I asked the guy, how much for the ice? He charged me a dollar. I said, I need a dollar. He said, Mitchell, what's wrong? I said, this guy's charging me a dollar, Julie, for my ice. She thinks I'm blowing it out of proportion. So then the next thing I know, I kind of get the evil eye from her, and I have to calm down just a little bit, but I go back in and I give the guy a dollar for his eye.
Yeah, so you started,
But everything's fine at home?
Oh, yeah, that plane's good.
They got
am I wrong for that? Okay, am I thinking wrong for that?
No, I'm with you
it's
on that
the
one.
Principle, you know?
You may,
it's the principle.
That's right, Kelly. That's exactly right. The principle. The principle. The more.
It's not about the dollar.
It's just,
it's not about the dollar.
It's
no.
been free.
I want you to call here every day.
Yeah, I want to talk. I want to have Mitch time.
I want to talk to you.
Mitch time once
yeah,
a day.
I just love hearing him talk. Mitch Vince.
The Mitch Vince.
I love about the way he talks.
The Mitch Vince.
No, I love hearing him talk.
He has the what is he, a great accent.
It's I just love hearing his inflection and the way he tells the story.
I love his accent.
Sounds normal to me.
Well, he did go into another accent.
To you?
Yeah.
All right. I'm going to Mexico with Al. My wife, she's at work right now. She's not with me, so I say whatever I want.
All right, Mitch, hold on. We're going to get your number so we can do Mitch Vince from
Mitch
time
Vince.
To time.
That could be a trap.
Whenever Mitch gets a venting moment, we go ahead and go to him.
I love listening to him talk, man.
Yeah. And Big Al from the text.
Yes.
Big Al, forget going to Mexico with your boyfriends, JC and Alan. Get your butt to Detroit and do everything you can to get your girl back.
Oh. See, why would you bring that up?
Get your girl back.
Why is he calling me Al's boyfriend?
Why are you bringing it up, JC?
Why y'all gotta bring up old
Because we're just friends. Well, that's not
that wasn't a friend
stuff.
Move.
Yeah,
that
JC.
Wasn't a friend move,
I'm
JC.
Reading a text from Kid Nation. It's whatever Wednesday.
It is whatever Wednesday. You gotta read the messages.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't deflect.
I'm sorry.
Don't deflect from you not letting Alan go to Mexico.
He won't even tell you where he's staying in Mexico, and now he's just opening up an old wound. You
know, speaking of old wounds, Tommy wants to know, since it's the half-year mark, can we get a one-time update on the Big Al and Jenna unspoken marble count?
Sure.
We got you, sir.
All right.
Well, we don't have to say whose is who.
No. I'm just going to give you a marble count. One of the jars has 11, and the other one has 0.
Okay. There's your marble update.
Now, it's up to you to determine who's got what, all right?
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.